You know, my wife had always said I'd make a good hotel concierge. And it was something I actually applied for in downtown Chicago. I didn't get that job. But it's just the idea of meeting people where they're at, getting to have conversations. And this is more than just with prospective students, because we also do go to conferences, like you mentioned, or we go to church assembly gatherings, and just meeting people, finding out kind of what the pool is out there.
Sure. Welcome back to Roundtable, a podcast produced by Mid-America Reform Seminary. This is episode 47, and I'm Jared Luchibor. Thank you for joining us. For this special episode, I'm joined on campus this morning with someone who's been with us for almost a year now, serving as the Director of Enrollment Management, Mr. Brian Blummer. Thanks for being willing to be on the mic, Brian.
Hey, it's an honor to be here.
So I thought I'd bring you in to just do an episode for the sake of those who might not be familiar with you, and just to get a peek at what life is like in student recruiting here at Mid-America and in a seminary. Before we jump into that conversation, though, can you just briefly describe your background and your familiarity with Mid-America?
Yeah. So oddly enough, I guess Mid-America was just kind of one of those places where I would drive by. I grew up in the area around Mars, and so I would go bowling with friends and drive by this building that was a Reformed seminary. It wasn't in my denominational circles at that time. It wasn't really, it was just a place I drove by and didn't think much of it. And then one day, I come back from college, and a friend who was very instrumental in my life, he's a URC pastor now, Roberto Rossi, all of a sudden tells me he's starting to go to seminary. And I'm thinking it's one of our denominational seminaries. Back in that day, he wasn't URC. He was elsewhere. And he said, no, it's not not the denominational seminary. I'm going to Mars. And he's loving it. And it just it struck up this conversation and this interest. Now, seminary wasn't really on my radar at that time. But I would just start to see how much he loved it, and I would grow in familiarity with the place through him, so that years down the road, I would become a student through change of circumstance and eventually become a graduate.
And what year did you enter into then?
So that was 2008 when I started seminary. I had always thought going through college that I was going to go into law school. So, you know, I graduate with a poli-sci degree, and I'm finding out more and more students go through that path of not having a biblical studies degree or anything like that, right? So I come out with poli-sci, getting ready for law school, spend some time in Washington, D.C. on an internship, spend time with lawyers and politicians, and start to realize that this isn't for me. It was a big change in circumstance.
Sure, sure. And you were an MDiv student, not a Master of Theological Studies student, correct?
Correct.
Yes. And you're entering into seminary then. What was your end game there?
Yeah. So I switched from law over to wanting to be in the chaplaincy.
Okay.
There was a group that's actually still in the area with Divine Hope, working in the prisons. And I would do some volunteering with them, and that started to really attract me.
Okay. And so you graduated, you said 2011.
2011,
right?
Yep.
What happened after that, before you came here?
Yeah.
Lots, I'm sure.
A lot happened. I mean, between then and starting the job here, that was, 8 years? And so I did time, talking about prison.
Wow.
So I had 5 years in the chaplaincy. I also worked warehouse jobs before chaplaincy opened up.
Where did you do your chaplaincy?
Yeah, I was with the state of Indiana.
Okay.
So we had one prison in particular, Westville, in the area.
Yep.
And then started recruiting for the state.
Okay.
Recruiting state employees, which is how this kind of fell in.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Coming over from there to now recruiting for the seminary and doing enrollment and admissions.
Okay. Well, you've been here for about a year now. You came on board September of 2019.
Right.
What have been some of the highlights for you since September of last year?
Yeah. I mean, when I started this job, it was also the day of, well, there was the seminary retreat, but also new student orientation. And that was interesting for me because I'm getting reoriented to this place. So while our newest class had been going through what life is like at Mars now, I needed some of that as mm-hmm. well. So it was just catching up on some of the, you know, the strengths and the emphases that that we have here, and what sort of weaknesses I perceived as a student, you know, have been overcome now,
yeah.
learning about the internships and how much more impact that's been having.
Sure.
The highlights have just, it's been an incredible year for admissions, mm-hmm. Jared. You know, it's we're looking at 16 new students coming in for the fall semester.
That's great.
And
that's great.
I don't know how many are here for Greek already, but I've a good 9 probably.
Yeah.
So it's just the idea of going out there. You know, this was before COVID as well. So.
Well, what was travel like for you pre-COVID?
A lot of travel.
Okay.
A lot of travel. So it was something my wife especially, and I had to get used to. But my son felt it as well, our toddler. Just the idea of dad's not just traveling around the state anymore. He's going around the country.
Sure.
He's crossing the border to Canada.
Flying down to Georgia.
They're flying down to Georgia.
Yeah. G3 conference.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yep. So there was a lot of that, and I think the Lord has blessed it. And
absolutely,
we're really looking forward to the year that's ahead.
No, your efforts have certainly borne some fruit. I mean, you think of all the different students that are coming in this year from all over the country, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy most then about student recruiting?
You know,
similar question.
Yeah. Right. You know, my wife had always said I'd make a good hotel concierge. And it was something I actually applied for in downtown Chicago. I didn't get that job. But it's just the idea of meeting people where they're at,
right.
Getting to have conversations. And this is more than just with prospective students, because we also do go to conferences, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. or we go to church assembly gatherings, and just meeting people, finding out kind of what the pool is out there.
Sure.
And linking them into the seminary where they're looking to be linked, you mm-hmm. know. In a lot of ways, I'm thankful for the diversity of that job background between seminary and now, because I think it's become a lot less pressure.
Sure.
You know, meeting in chaplaincy, you meet people where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing here. So finding out kind of what their goals are, their aspirations, and telling them what the seminary offers in that way.
Sure. Yeah. Well, as you know, we live in challenging times with the onset of COVID-19 back in March. Thinking of that and just kind of the chaos at that time, what challenges, or are there any challenges or perspectives you'd want to share about this upcoming recruiting and admission season as we enter into the 2020-2021 academic year?
There's definitely that. We're sort of having to restructure now. And I only had 1 year in the old way, and we're already restructuring. But no, we're going to have to tell people, we may not come to you in person
mm-hmm.
this year like we did last year or like we did in years past. My travel has already shut down, and I don't know how long that's going to be.
Right.
So we're looking at a lot of virtual career fairs now, which is going to be a different sort of experience for us. But college students, if they're listening on here, which I know they are, should be watching career services and mm-hmm. whatever that office would be.
Sure.
Find out when we're going to be there. You mentioned conferences. That was something really exciting that we were sort of not diving into, but emphasizing more, I think. And now conferences, people aren't getting together like that. Like they used to, or church assemblies aren't taking outsiders anymore like we used to be able to set up at a table. So we may not come to you, but I just want to stress, like, still be free to reach out to us, you know. You know, things like this with our podcast, I'm thankful we can still keep a presence out there with mm-hmm. our people and through social media and things like that.
Yep.
So we haven't left.
We have not left. We are still here. You know, you may very well have, like you mentioned, prospective students listening in on this podcast, men aspiring to pastoral ministry, men and women looking to enter into perhaps a Master of Theological Studies program, listening to this right now. What would you say to them right now if you had the chance, in person, even?
Sure. I guess enjoy the process. Let the process work for you. You know, I remember when I was an applicant here, it was April, May, something like that, which is a little later than a lot of people. And I just remember being in my study at my desk, stressing over an autobiography essay, something that's only supposed to be one page, you know, just introduce yourself. I remember stressing about that. And I'd say, if you find yourself feeling stressed in the process, don't. Step back, take a breath, you know, take a couple days off. We're here to work with you. We want to see you succeed. We want, again, link you where this place fits you, and it's going to fit.
Yes.
You know, just let it work for you. Go through the steps. We'll guide you where there's maybe some gray areas or some questions, but eventually you're going to come out on the other side, and there's going to be 3 years of a lot of hard work, but also 3 years that are really going to stretch you and I think be a real joy, even as it was for me, you know, looking back on it now.
Yeah. Well, Brian, it's been great to have you here on the mic. For the first time, we don't have a theology professor behind the microphone. So thank you for joining me here on campus to have this little conversation. Thank you for your work. No doubt the Lord has been working through you here at MidAmerica and recruiting our students. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That was Brian Blummer, Director of Enrollment Management. If you're at all interested in exploring Mid-America Reform Seminary, you can reach us at 219-864-2400 or visit our website at www.midamerica.edu. We're still in person for our work here on campus, and our campus visits are still in person and available as a great option to find out more about us. Well, Brian's going to stick around for the podcast again next week, but instead of me, he'll be joined by another special guest, a former NHL hockey player turned seminary student, Mr. Michael Wall from British Columbia. We look forward to bringing his story to you next time. For more podcast episodes, you can find us on our website at midamerica.edu/podcasts, YouTube, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Be sure to search Mid-America Reform Seminary's Roundtable. I'm Jared Luchibor. Till next time.